When Miriam was classified as a hurricane last week, forecasters thought it might be a chance for more moisture in southern Arizona. That's not always the case, but Miriam was looking that way, says Ken Drews, the warning coordination meteorologist at the National Weather Service in Tucson.
There are times when a Pacific tropical system or the remnants of such can produce a lot of moisture. And that's what our initial concerns were, late last week, that we would get, even though we expected the system to weaken, that would still a lot of the moisture would get up here and maybe give us 1 or 2 or 3 days of thunderstorms producing heavy rain.
But the storm changed. It weakened when it got north, so now the chance of rain is 10 to 20%, Drews says, at least for much of Pima and Cochise counties.
It looks like for southern Arizona, we're going to see just a modest increase in moisture over the region. A lot of it's not going to make it up here, so really, the effects at this time look like fairly minimal, that we'll just maybe see some isolated to possibly scattered thunderstorm activity through the weekend, but it doesn't look like we're going to get widespread precipitation from this tropical system.
Drews, a Weather Service meteorologist in Tucson, says it looks like the moisture might hit the southeast corner of the state, near Yuma, instead of central southern Arizona. Although the mountain areas around Tucson could reach a 30% chance of rain, he says. There's a low-pressure system to the north, which is slowing Miriam's movement. This type of change in forecast, from wet to not so wet, isn't unusual for hurricanes in the Pacific.
What's really different between the Atlantic and Pacific, whereas in the Atlantic, as you move north, you encounter very warm waters in the Gulf of Mexico, which allows hurricanes to continue and maintain their intensity and many times strengthen as they enter the Gulf.
Drews says the Gulf jet stream is warm air, which helps strengthen hurricanes and tropical storms as they move north on the east coast. But in the Pacific, Baja California weather is different.
As hurricanes and tropical systems move northward in the eastern Pacific, they tend to weaken fairly rapidly. So that's why you don't usually hear of, San Diego or Los Angeles getting just smacked by a large hurricane, because they just can't sustain that far northward with any great intensity.
The difference, he says, is in the air and water temperature on the Pacific coast.
Quite a bit of cold water is encountered because the flow generally in the Pacific along the west coast of the United States is from north to south. So this cooler air always infiltrating from the north, northern Pacific. So that's why you go along the California coast and you go in the ocean. It's usually pretty cool water.
Drews says there are still a few weeks left in the Pacific hurricane season. Tropical systems can develop there through October. I'm Andrea Kelly, Arizona Public Media.